Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Scott Sanderson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ivan Dehazu. Batting second. The center fielder, Scott Thompson. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Barry Foot. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. And now, play ball. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dehazu scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a pop-up towards short. Dehazu settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan Dehazu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dehazu hits a line drive into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive towards third. Ontiveros reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with Sanderson covering, for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer strikes out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson bunts towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Sizemore covering, for the out. Dyer moves to second. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 0 for 1 in the game. DeJesu hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromartie hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Cromartie reaches second base with a double. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive towards first. Buckner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Thompson moves to second. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 1 in the game. Ontiveros hits a line drive towards short. Spear reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mercer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dyer hits a line drive into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 0-for-0 in the game. Sanderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-1 in the game. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0-for-1 in the game. Rochelle hits a line drive towards the mound. Sanderson catches it and steps on first to double up Sizemore. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dawson is called out on strikes. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0-for-2 in the game. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DeJesus. The throw from Dyer and he is out, Spear applying the tag. One out. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a line drive into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kingman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Kingman reaches second base with a double. Rudy May now pitching. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-2 in the game. Ontiveros bunts towards the mound. May fields it and throws to first for the out. Kingman moves to third. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-2 in the game. Mercer hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kingman tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cubs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-2 in the game. Foote hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0-for-2 in the game. Rochelle takes first base on ball 4. Sizemore moves to second. Elias Sosa now pitching. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dyer strikes out. Two outs. Tony Saleta pinch hits for Elias Sosa. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Saleta reaches second base with a double. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-3 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Saleta scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-3 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody Fryman now pitching. Jerry Martin pinch hits for Scott Thompson. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Buckner hits a line drive into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Sam Mejias pinch runs for Dave Kingman. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-2 in the game. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry Martin now playing center field. Sam Mejias now playing left field. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-3 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Montreal Expos, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.